Spotlight.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Today we will be discussing the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet. We have with us Senior Political Analyst Ashok Tandonji. Tandonji, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Important Cabinet decisions took place today. They were announced by Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. One of the most important cabinet decisions was the approval of the creation of Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool, the BMI pool, with a sovereign guarantee of almost 13,000 crore rupees to facilitate continuous maritime insurance coverages of various kinds and equipments. Let's hear the words of Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav on the BMI pool.
हमारा मैरीटाइम इंश्योरेंस, ये हम सब जानते हैं कि जो आज की जियोपॉलिटिकल सिचुएशन है उससे समझ में आया कि दुनिया भर में जो इंश्योरेंस का सिस्टम होता है और री इंश्योरेंस का सिस्टम होता है उस सिस्टम में इस तरह के बड़े सीरियस प्रॉब्लमेटिक समय के लिए कोई ऐसी व्यवस्था नहीं थी। उस व्यवस्था को बनाने के लिए एक बड़ा फैसला लिया गया, भारत मैरीटाइम इंश्योरेंस पूल। कोई भी जो शिप जब जाती है ओशन में तब उसका एक इंश्योरेंस होता है। इंश्योरेंस कई प्रकार की एक्टिविटीज के लिए होता है। एक बेसिक इंश्योरेंस हो गया कोई डैमेज होता है उसके लिए, दूसरा कोई प्रोटेक्शन एंड इंडेमनिटी के लिए। मान लो किसी पोर्ट में गए, पोर्ट में जाने के टाइम में पोर्ट की जो बर्थ होती है उसके साथ बाय चांस स्ट्राइक कर गए तो उसमें पोर्ट वाले आपके ऊपर कोई क्लेम ना डाले, इसके लिए इंडेमनिटी का इंश्योरेंस होता है, उसको PNI बोलते हैं। फिर पॉलिटिकल रिस्क होती है, कई जगह वॉर की रिस्क होती है। उन सारी रिस्क को अगर हम देखें तो इंश्योरेंस का एक बड़ा फैक्टर जो इस वेस्ट एशिया कॉन्फ्लिक्ट के टाइम में समझ में आया दुनिया को कि इंश्योरर्स और री इंश्योरर्स वहां जाने वाले वेस्ट एशिया में जाने वाले शिप्स को इंश्योर करने के लिए तैयार नहीं है। तो इसमें ये शिप ओनर है, उसके पीछे इंश्योरर और उसके पीछे री इंश्योरर और उसके पीछे सॉवरेन बैकस्टॉप। अगर इस तरीके से देखें तो ये व्यवस्था की गई है इस प्रोग्राम के तहत।
Tandonji, various proposals being approved with regard to the Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool, a huge boost to the shipping sector, to the supply chain, logistics through India, off India. Your views, sir?
As the Honorable Minister was explaining, because of the global volatility and geopolitical instability, the maritime trade has been impacted with increased risks of losses for cargo and vessels, resulting in increased insurance costs and uncertainty in continuous availability of insurance. Because of this, the government today has approved formation of Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool. It is basically for Indian flagged or controlled vessels or vessels which are destined to or starting from India, backed by a sovereign guarantee. What it means is that the pool would cover all maritime risks like hull and machinery, cargo, P&I and war risk. The policies will be issued by insurance that pool members using the combined underwriting capacity of the pool, which would be around 950 crore, the pool will help manage liability insurance locally tailored for Indian shipping condition and regulatory requirements, develop specialized marine underwriting, claims management and legal expertise within India. And for that, a governing body constituted for this pool would oversee the formation and functioning of the pool. See, the rationale for providing a sovereign guarantee to the proposed domestic insurance entity is rooted in the objective of strengthening self-reliance, sanctions resilience, and ensuring greater sovereign control. Now, this is, as the minister was also explaining, it had become necessary because of the risk factors due to which a number of ships got stranded in the conflict area and it was hurting our supply line and supply chain system. And this is now is to ensure that the Indian trade continues to have access to affordable insurance for vessels carrying cargo from any international origin to Indian ports and vice versa. Even when transiting via volatile maritime corridors, that is very significant thing. So therefore, I think It's something, a welcome step where the ship, you know, marine lines will welcome it.
Tananji, there was another important cabinet decision that was taken today, and that was the extension of PMGSY, that is the Gram Sadak Yojana Part 3, beyond March 2025 till March 2028, and the outlay was expanded till 84,000 crore rupees. Let's hear the words of the Union Minister on the same.
जब प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने जिम्मेदारी संभाली उसके बाद से प्रधानमंत्री ग्राम सड़क योजना में बहुत तेजी वापस से आई. आज उसका एक्सटेंशन और एलोकेशन इंक्रीज किया गया जिससे कि पीएमजीएसवाई 3 अब हो गया 83,977 करोड़ रुपीस की स्कीम हो गई.
Ms. Nandan, your words on the same, your views. How important is this step? How important is this decision with regard to connectivity, with regard to bringing them in the main economic ecosystem?
See, Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana 3, it's part of the flagship scheme which the Government of India has been launching. And now with the extension of timeline till March 2028, now it will help in completion of roads and bridges in plain areas and roads in hilly areas as well. Now extension of timeline till March 2029 for completion of bridges in hilly areas. Now work sanctioned between 31st of March 2025 but unawarded till now may be taken up for tender and award. Now long span bridges, 161 to be precise, with estimated cost of 960 crore pending for sanction but lying on the alignment for already sanctioned roads, now may be sanctioned and tendered awarded. And the revision of the outlay, as you also mentioned, about 84 crore from the original outlay of 80.25 crore. Now what will happen with this is, now with this extension, this will enable the full realization of its intended socio-economic benefits by ensuring completion of targeted upgradation of rural roads. It will significantly boost the rural economy and trade by enhancing market access for agriculture and non-farm products. And it will also reduce transportation time and cost, and thereby improving rural economies and rural income. Also, improved connectivity will facilitate better access to education and healthcare institutions. Now, this will ensure timely delivery of essential services, particularly in remote and underserved areas. Now, this is in a way the continued implementation of this flagship scheme. Now, will also generate substantial employment opportunities, both directly through construction activities and indirectly by promoting rural enterprises and services.
I would also like to ask you about the connections between departments and ministries that are being improved, the synergy of resources, of ideas, of strategic planning that come on one single table, under one single roof through PM Gati Shakti. How important is that for rural connectivity?
The consolidation of through routes and major rural links connecting habitations to Grameen agriculture markets, higher secondary schools and hospitals. Now, this revised outlay which we have been discussing is going to help all these things. And it is not just an extension of time which has been given to the scheme and also additional allocation, but keeping in mind the overall development of the agriculture sector, the rural sector, or the emancipation, if I may use word, of the rural people, people who are involved in agriculture activities, they will also now feel benefited. And they will also feel one thing, the government has not given just slogans and they have not just announced schemes, but not only being implemented, but whenever and wherever there is necessity to extend the time frame, the government has come forward. And whenever and wherever there has been need to increase the outlay, the government has again come forward to initiate these schemes. And there is no lagging behind as far as supervision is concerned. The cabinet keeps monitoring all these schemes from time to time, and therefore the ambition and the target is that this should generate a substantial employment opportunities and upliftment of the rural and backward areas of this country. Otherwise, how can you achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047 if the rural network or the rural areas or underdeveloped areas are not brought at par with the overall development of the nation?
And talking about connectivity or improving it for a developed nation, which India aspires to be another milestone rather decision, which is the expansion of railway networks across 15 key districts in Uttar Pradesh and Andhra Pradesh, spanning more than 601 kilometers with a budgetary outlay of around 25,000 crore rupees when given the approval. How important is this decision?
The cabinet today approved two multi-tracking projects covering 15 districts across the states of UP and Andhra Pradesh. Now, this will increase the existing network of Indian railways by about more than 600 kilometers. And the total estimated cost of the project is now 24,815 crore. And these projects will be completed at 2030 and 2031. So this is a very important announcement which has been made today, because with this, the increased line capacity will significantly enhance mobility, resulting in improved operational efficiency and service reliability for Indian Railways. Now, these multi-tracking proposals are poised to streamline operations and alleviate congestion. These projects are in line with the Prime Minister's vision of a new India, which will make people of the region Atmanirbhar by way of comprehensive development in the area, which will enhance their employment and self-employment opportunities as well. And you also mentioned earlier that these projects are planned on PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, with focus on enhancing multinodal connectivity and logistic efficiency through integrated planning and stakeholders' consultations. Now, these projects will provide seamless connectivity for movement of people, goods and services. So these two projects which have been announced today are really very, very significant from the point of view of improvement of the rail connectivity to several prominent tourist destinations also. In addition to that, the essential routes for transportation of commodities also. Now, the railway being environmental friendly and energy efficient mode of transportation will help both in achieving climate goals and minimizing logistics cost of the country, lowering carbon dioxide emissions, which is equivalent to plantation of 7.33 crore trees.
Absolutely. We also heard the Union Minister talk about an important cabinet decision regarding the DA and DR. Let's hear his words.
हमारे केंद्र सरकार के जितने भी कर्मचारी हैं और जितने पेंशनर्स हैं, उनके लिए डीए और डीआर बढ़ाया गया, जिसकी टोटल लागत भारत सरकार को आएगी 6,791 करोड़ रुपीस। बेसिकली डीए एंड डीआर 1 जनवरी 2026 से 60% ऑफ बेसिक पे हो जाएगा, 2% बढ़ा है 58 से 60 हुआ है।
Sir, how important is this decision for all the employees of the central government and the pensioners? How important is this decision from a stronger and a stable financial ecosystem as well?
No, the government employees would certainly welcome it, and so would pensioners do. And they were in fact expecting it for quite some time under the 7th pay commission formula. And now the government has approved it, and as the minister also was mentioning, that with effect from January 2026, now this will be representing an increase of 2% over the existing rate of 58% of basic pay and pension. And to compensate against the price rise, the government is admitting that there is going to be a burden on the government employees and the pensioners. Therefore, this has been finalized today. And the combined impact on the exchequer, as the minister was also saying, on account of these in both DA as well as DNS relief, would be roughly around 6,800 crores per annum. Now, this will benefit about 50.46 lakh central government employees and 68.27 lakh pensioners. And if I may add, the increase is in accordance with the accepted formula, which is based on the recommendations of the 7th Pay Commission.
Thank you so much, Ashok Tandonji, for joining us in this valuable discussion and sharing your insights with us at Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.